I want to tell you a short story that I heard on the radio, I think it was, on the 10 to 8 little talk that ministers come and give. And he said on one particular morning that he was in one of these, what do you call it, deprived towns, and there was a market there, and there was a man selling sandwiches. And while he was looking, he noticed a little boy, and he said to him, "You look hungry, would you like a sandwich?" And the little boy said, "Oh, yes, please. Thank you very much." And so the vicar went over to the store and got the little boy a lovely sandwich and also a Kit Kat. He gave them to him, and the boy was really grateful. And when he began to eat, he ate it very hungrily. And then he got to the Kit Kat, unwrapped it, opened it, and broke it a bit and offered it round to the to priests or vicars. And at first they wanted to say, "Oh no, that's yours. Don't worry about us, because we can get plenty of food." But they didn't, and they picked up that's right. In the end, the vicar who'd actually bought the Kit Kat decided to have some, because he knew that come the evening there'd be lots more people around the store, and at least one of them was bound to give the lad some sweets or something like that. Well, everybody was really chuffed. The vicar thought that as well as receiving, the young boy ought to learn to give away what had been given to him. And so everyone was happy. And they went off to do their various things. And, of course, we don't know whether the young lad did get any more Kit Kats or what, because presumably the vicar would come back to England. But anyway, it all worked out smoothly, and possibly the little one did get some more food from passers-by. Or we don't really know what happened. But I put that in this morning because I wanted to demonstrate how important it is for younger people to open up their bags and purses and give a little back from what they had been given for themselves. That story is echoed among all the people who have enough to eat and those who have not. And it's a marvellous thing that once somebody gets cracking and they start buying and talking with children, it's lovely that they can all share. And we were read the lesson this morning where someone was given something to eat and he responded and gave some back. Now the thing is, what I liked about that was it happened in Jesus' day as well. It was a marvellous thing, the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000, of course. That was a wonderful demonstration. But so was this, the one we read about. Everybody was given something to eat that day. But also, what Jesus was demonstrating in his sort of demonstration of sharing food, he was talking about love, really, and the way to share love. And before that, our reading from 2 Kings has a lot to teach us too. Elijah and Elisha. Well, they seem to be having fun together, but you know, God was trying to demonstrate that he was wanting Elijah out of the way so that Elisha could get on with the work. I should imagine that Elijah was growing up a bit. He'd done a lot of training under Elijah. He'd Elisha wanted to carry on with the work, obviously, but he was going to miss his old friend because he'd done so much training under his guidance. And we know how awful it is to have to pass on something to somebody else. We get used to having them around, and we like to keep them around, I suppose. But in this case, God said, no, we've got to move on. You've got to move on, Elijah, and leave your friend here to do more of the work that you have been doing. And it's a dreadful thing in a way. We all know how difficult it is to part from somebody we've loved. And as we look at the New Testament again, Jesus was going on the road to Jerusalem, because that was where he wanted to be. And so when the time came, which was in chapter 9, which the lady read to us, Jesus was now getting ready to go to Jerusalem to face what he had to face there. And he had so much to do, so much work, that he decided to start the long walk now. When we ponder these things, it's lovely to think that Jesus had worked this all out with the help of God. And so we have the two Old Testament men changing over, carrying on, because Elijah must have been a good bit older than Elisha. It's a shame, but everybody has to move on at some point. And on the day which Elisha changed with Elijah and he became king, it was the same again. Elisha had picked up the robe and put it on and, right, he said, I'm going to wear this. And he did a wonderful job. A wonderful job of helping . And, of course, we've got to remember that there's always a shortage of food in Israel as they were going through the wilderness. There wasn't that much to eat. God provided the manna. And then, when the time came for the Israelites to move into the Promised Land, they were all ready to do that, and there was plenty of food again. And it's good how God found ways of keeping these people alive, of keeping them on their toes. The other wonderful thing about Jesus' walk to Jerusalem was that he wanted to teach his disciples to work for him once he'd gone. They were wonderful, really, those 12 disciples. Really wonderful people, giving everything. And while they were going to Jerusalem, they didn't go directly. Jesus took them a very roundabout route so that they could see as many people as possible, and also he had plenty to teach them. about himself, about God. And about all he'd been doing. And so maybe that is something that we can pick up on. I don't know whether you do any preaching in the streets yourselves, or whether you take part in leading worship, but it's a lovely thing to do, to be able to do. So I would recommend that. And so here we have this wonderful parable. Jesus walking to Jerusalem on his mission, the mission that he had got to go through. There's no way he could get out of that. And so we thank him for everything that he does for us. It's one of those things we can pray about and on this pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They could take their time, they weren't rushed. And Jesus had so much to teach them. He wondered whether he'd fit it all in, but he obviously did, being Jesus.